This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Big Ten's commissioner came out at Big Ten Media Day in Las Friggin' Vegas and said, I don't see any reason why an 8-4 team that goes 6-3 in the Big Ten shouldn't still merit consideration for the playoff. And this is what I was afraid of the entire time, Pat. And I have argued for the expansion of the playoff. 12 seems good. We don't need to get to 16. We already have an NFL. We don't need college football to turn into the NFL. And I'm not saying there are bad 8-4 teams. There are really good 8-4 teams. But if you're 8-4 and you go 6-3 in your league, I don't want you in the playoff. I don't care what league you're in. I think you water down the regular season so substantially at that point, you would have more teams involved, no doubt. But I want great teams in the playoff. Not middling Big Ten teams. And that drives me nuts. And it's all to serve the almighty dollar.
Yeah, well, they're in a position to say those types of things because of money. And Delaney, the former commissioner, is to be credited with the Big Ten Network and why that league is so rich and in a position of such power in college football. I mean, pound for pound, they get obliterated by the SEC when it comes to just the quality of teams, top to bottom. Absolutely obliterated. Now, I'm not saying that's the case with Penn State. I'm not saying that's the case with Ohio State, Michigan, and so forth, Oregon. But Nebraska's been nothing. Minnesota's been average. Michigan State is bad. Maryland's bad. Iowa's hard to watch. Indiana, and I know a lot of people there, and I love the Cignetti family. They're dropping games to play FCS teams and G5 teams because they think the Big Ten is the ticket to the playoff. And it probably is.
Yeah.
It probably is. But you know who I feel bad for? And again, winning sells tickets. I get it. But if I'm buying a season ticket to watch Indiana football and I've got to watch four games against G5 or three games against G5 teams and FCS teams, and there's no rivalry game, there's no, you know, out of conference crossover game that's fun, that stinks.
Yes.
But that's the world we're in. So do I think a 6-3 and 8-4 team from the Big Ten makes the playoff? In no world that exists should that be the case. However, money talks.
Yep.
And the Big Ten's got a big seat at the table, and they're arguing to defend their own, and I really can't blame them for that.
No, and it's the same thing with Omar Khan. Omar Khan should say the goal is to win the Super Bowl. Does he believe it? I don't think so. But he's saying what he should say. I think the Big Ten commissioner does believe in what he's saying, and he's doing what he should be doing for the good of his conference. It's just, for me, not for the good of college football. You mentioned Iowa. They're not fun to watch. Iowa fits the profile of perennially 8-4 and 6-3 in the Big Ten. And you're right. The Big Ten, what the hell? Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon. Everybody else is mid. It has been mid forever. With the exception of like Wisconsin rising up and when Michigan State was in its heyday and Iowa every now and again, this isn't the SEC where you go, oh boy, they had to play the SEC schedule. 6-3 is real good. Penn State is going to play Ohio State this year and Oregon. I don't think they even play Michigan this year. And here's the dirty little secret. I heard intern Dom on the PM team yesterday saying he bought a ticket or wants to buy a ticket to the Oregon-Penn State game. And it's going to be one of the games of the year. I don't disagree with that. Hey, what are the stakes, though, if Penn State loses that game?
Nothing.
What are the stakes if Penn State loses to both Oregon and Ohio State? They did that last year, and they wound up in the Final Four. You can tell me it's one of the games of the year, and it, yes, will be aesthetically pleasing. It's a whiteout. It's two great brands. If Penn State loses to Oregon, it doesn't screw up the trajectory of their season at all. And I hate that for college football. I do.
Me too. I mean, Iowa was 6-3 in the league and 8-4. 8-5 after a bowl game last year.
Get them in, baby.
They're in the playoff.
Get them in.
They're in the playoff. I think not. I mean, Michigan was 5-4 in the league, 8-5 overall, and they beat Ohio State.
Get them in.
Get them in.
No team had a better win than the team that wound up beating the ultimate champion in the whole thing. Like, more teams will be in it late if the standards slip as much as the Big Ten commissioner wants the standards to slip. And you can make an argument, hey, that's good for college football. I think a lot of teams are in it that wouldn't have been in it before, now that they've expanded it to 12.
Yeah.
And I think you're having your cake and eating it too right now. The regular season still felt real good last year. I was enjoying every game as I've always enjoyed them. But when you've got teams that are sitting there at the end of the season at 7-3 and, oh my God, they're in it, or 7-4 and, oh, you can win the last game and you get in, that's where you've lost me. That's when it becomes the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.